The delays in the handovers are worrying. Any time delays of this sort will almost necessarily impact on the patients, giving them added stress and concerns. But this is not just an isolated situation. It has a knock-on effect, because when the ambulances are tied up in this way, then very clearly they're not able to be reused to go and bring other patients who are urgently in need of ambulances at their homes, at their place of work or whatever. So when these incidents occur, it's taking extra time for ambulances to get there because they are tied up at the hospitals waiting to hand over patients. So it does need some extensive investigations, and I'm sure that the EMAS, etc., are looking very closely at this to try and resolve matters.